Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And today's episode is about social media, and I'm calling it to post or not to post. That is the question. So before I get into it, I just want to tell you, in my line of work, I have a lot of people that come to me and they'll say something. I'm thinking about one client in particular. They don't know who they are. I'm not going to give away any of their information. This was a few years ago anyways. But people come to me and they'll say, hey, I'm really distressed. I'm really worked up. I'm really pissed off. And I'm like, well, why? And they go, well, I posted on something online and I got a bunch of hate, or I got bad, or I got criticism, or I just didn't, people didn't respond to it or react to it in the way that I thought they were going to react to it and respond. I said, okay, well, tell me what's going on. Well, this one woman, she was in real estate and she was very proud of herself. By the way, it may be a man in real estate and it may not be real estate industry. I changed the details to not give it away who I'm talking about. So in my story that I'm telling you, it's a woman that was in real estate and she worked really hard for a few years. She sold a couple houses here and there. But she finally caught her stride and she finally started to do really well to the point where she could buy her dream car. Now, her dream car was not $250,000. In fact, I think it was probably about 100 grand, maybe. I'm going to say about 90, probably 100, let's say $100,000. And so she was super excited, super proud of herself. And she said, I just wanted to post for a couple of reasons. One, I just want to let people know that you can accomplish your dreams. Anything you put your mind to, you can do. And it was a dream of mine to have this car someday. So I worked really hard and I got it. So just to kind of motivate people. And she said the second one was also too in my industry. You know, success is a big thing. And people, you know, when they can show proof of success and the homes that they've sold and maybe the properties that they've bought for themselves or assets that they have, then that's going to give people confidence that they're able to execute and get them a good deal and be a great real estate agent. So that was her second reason. Now, she didn't bring up the third reason. The third reason was she wanted to just share it with family and friends and let them know what she's up to. It was the fourth reason that she didn't bring up that I brought up the fourth reason. And I said, because I had a good relationship with this woman, I said, okay. I said, well, is there any other reasons? And she said, no. And I said, well, you know, I like you. I care about you. And I know you're a great person. I go, is there a possible fourth option or reason that could have to do with your ego? And she goes, my ego? What do you mean? And I said, well, I go, everybody has one. I'm not, you know, accusing you of having something that you shouldn't have. Everybody has an ego. Egos can be great to get you to take pride in things and to work really hard. I said, but could part of it been just like you wanted to show people, maybe your haters, maybe the people that didn't believe in you when you quit your one job and get into real estate? And I just kind of went on this list, like, is it possibly a little bit of a flex, or is it possibly a little bit of like, here's my, you know, all the critics that didn't believe me? And at first she started to go, well, no, she goes, my real reason is all these other reasons. I go, no, I get it. That's your main reasons. But is there a little bit of you that kind of wanted to let people have it? Like, and she's maybe. She goes, there was a couple people in my family that called me stupid for getting into real estate. And this one family member of hers said, oh, you're only getting into it because you're a good-looking woman. And I hate it when good-looking women put on a business suit and try to sell homes. They think they're a real estate broker, blah, blah, blah. And they're not really. They're just using their good looks. And so she didn't mention that person. She also mentioned a couple of her friends that they're successful on money. And they're like, oh, they kind of dismissed her of being able to ever get her dream car, whatever. And she goes, I guess maybe 1% or 2 or 3, maybe 10%. I say, okay, that's fine. As long as you can acknowledge that there's a little bit of ego involved. I bring the ego part up because a lot of us do think about people that have dissed us, that have belittled us, all the way back to childhood, to elementary school, middle school, high school. And sometimes that can be a great motivator and that can drive people a lot. And I know everyone, usually a lot of people talk about shame in a negative way, but I can tell you shame has gotten a lot of people lots of money and motivated people to do lots of really hard, difficult things because they were shamed so bad by someone or someone told them that they sucked and they weren't capable. And they're like, oh, I'm going to prove them wrong. I'm going to show them. So they use that shame and they flipped around and use that in motivation. Now, I'm not saying it's the best motivation or it's the most long-lasting motivation, but it can motivate people to do a lot of things. So in this conversation, she did admit that it was part of the ego, the shame and the just proving people wrong. So say, great. So now let's look at, and I told her, let's look at why you posted this and the outcome that you got from it. So we looked at why she posted it. Now we looked at some of the comments that she got. A couple of people were like, hey, must be nice to be rich and have a great car. And she's like, well, they didn't read my 7-inch long comment of why I'm posting this picture. I'm like, yeah, they didn't. They just saw the picture and they threw shade at you. She goes, yeah, that's not fair. Why would someone do that? And she went on this long tangent about why would someone do something so nefarious and so negative? And I just answered simply like this. Because you thought about your post and they felt your post. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, you thought very logically that you're sharing this with your family, friends, the world to give them motivation and to inspire people. And they felt that you were personally attacking them for not being successful. Or they felt in a day that they were down and out, maybe they didn't close a house that day. Maybe they were going through financial struggles, they couldn't pay bills, and they saw you post this picture of this beautiful sports car. And maybe they just thought, you know what? Now you're an enemy, you're no longer an ally. Now they got to stay at odds with you. And since they can't call you personally and say, hey, I disapprove of all these life decisions you've made, they're just going to throw a little snarky comment. They're going to throw a little shade on your comment. And this woman said, well, why would someone do this? And I said, be careful now, because you don't want to try to make sense of someone else's nonsense. So let's not go down the why would they do that. Let's go at, is it worth you posting it based upon what you experienced? So she had a very bad experience. She had a number of bad posts. People that she thought would be supportive or just out of the blue, just randomly said negative things. Some of it was kind of nonchalant negative. Another was just blatantly negative. So I go, look at this experience. How much has it worked you up? She goes, I can't sleep. I've been thinking about it. Okay. Here's the logical things that you did it for. And here's the emotional reaction. So based upon what you know right now, would you post that same post again? And her first response is, well, this isn't fair. I shouldn't have to not post. And I should be able to post what I want. And I said, whoa. I didn't talk to you about fairness because last time I checked, the internet is not necessarily fair. Just is. It just exists. It is what it is. There's a lot of people say the internet's undefeated. So she goes, well, it still isn't fair. And I should be able to. I go, yeah. And you should be able to just walk down the street and not have to worry about someone driving off the side of the road and being drunk or, you know, something, someone not paying attention and them running into you on the side of the road. You shouldn't have to worry about that. But you still keep your head on a swivel and you look out for people. Yeah. Well, people have been hit in car accidents like that, and some people have died. I saw someone here by a Southtown Expo Center. I don't know what they call it now. Horrible accident. Someone was walking through a crosswalk. Someone was paying attention, plowed through the crosswalk, and really hurt people and, in fact, even killed someone. That's not fair, and it did happen. So as I continue this conversation, I was trying to help her see that let's look at this without your emotions, without what's fair, what's not fair, and let's look, is this the right thing for you in your state of being, in your mind, in your life right now to share with the public, or should you have just shared this with your closest friends? Again, she wanted to get in the fair stuff. I said, no, get the fair stuff out of your head. Is it helping you that you posted this or is not helping you? She said, obviously it's not helping me. It's okay. So if you wanted to share this great moment in your life, if you had to do it again after this experience, how would you have done it? She said, well, I would have texted and messaged my closest family and friends. She goes, which I did. I go, okay. And I go, would you have posted about it online? She goes, I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to find a way that I could still post it, but it's not really worth it. So now that I know what I've known, I wouldn't have posted it. She goes, but what if something else comes up that I want to share about my family or my accolades? Can I be allowed to post? I said, hey, you can literally post whatever you want. This is not about you can or you can't. This is about should you or shouldn't you, based upon how it helps you and how it could possibly hurt you or harm you or just frustrate you. And so as we went back and forth a little bit, she said, you know what? I could have posted something like this instead. And so here's what she concluded. She could have posted, hey, just want to let all my clients know out there, I'm so thankful that you guys have trusted me, thankful that you've referred people to me. I'm excited that I was just successful in closing another house and my career is going in the direction I wanted to go. And I just want to thank everybody that supported me on my way up. That's it. So I asked her, well, why would you have posted that versus the picture of the car, the dealership, the keys, the starting it? Like, because it was quite a production, the first one. And she said, I didn't think about people struggling financially, and I didn't think about people comparing their lack of being able to buy that car to me. She goes, which I should have, because she uses that quote that a lot of people use all the time. She's posted about it before, where the quote goes something along the lines of, envy is the thief of all joy. I believe that was a Roosevelt quote, or Roosevelt's wife gave that quote. And she said, I wasn't meaning to do it, and I just didn't realize that it could be taken that way. But I talk about that all the time. We don't want people to compare themselves, and that's a horrible part about social media. So she concluded that from now on, she was going to try to focus her posts at not aligning with any type of comparison. She did say, she goes, the hard part that she does want to post about her kids. And the kids one, she asked me in my advice on, she goes, what do you think about kids? Like, my kids, if they do good in a sporting event and they win a trophy or whatever, can I post that my kids won this thing or whatever? I said, absolutely. However, you do have to understand, outside of business and money, kids and how good someone's child is doing could also seem like a big flex as well. So if you wanted to avoid hurting people's feelings and you wanted to just post about your kids and kind of kill those two birds with one stone, I would suggest that the post be less highlighting your kid as if they're a celebrity and more just acknowledging them as a kid. And the reason why I put that up there is because, like, for example, I got a son who's 10 years old and, you know, he does different types of sports. And a lot of parents in that 8, 7, 9, 10 year stage is like, man, my son's doing really good at this and my son's accomplishing this. I always make it a point when someone asks me about how my son's doing, if he's doing good at something, I will say, yeah, you know, he's doing really good. And yeah, you know, even recently I said he's ranked in the top 10 and top 5 in the state in swimming, these certain categories. And then right when I said that, I stopped myself and said, and that's really cute for now. But last time I checked, they don't give Division I scholarships to 10-year-olds. So, you know, who knows if he'll even be swimming in the future. Right now we're happy and we're proud of him. But, you know, it's just really good for him to compete in something. I always like to diminish whatever I say positive about my kids to bring it down to a very simple thing. Like, it's just a sport. And at the end of the day, it's just fun. It doesn't really matter. Just kind of downplay it a little bit. So I suggest her, if she does post about her kids, to make it a little bit more like kind of, hey, I'm just proud of him, really nonchalant. Don't do a big production. Don't do this big highlight reel. Only because, I'm not saying you can't do that, but she didn't want to make people feel bad and compare herself. So just be clear, she didn't want that. If you're a parent out there and you do want to show people that your kid's the best and you want to show people and you want to drive it into people, you want to make them feel jealous and stuff like that, well, that's not what this podcast is for. Go ahead and do that, but you're not going to make a lot of friends. When you're at the practices, people will be talking trash behind your back. Just know that will be happening. So for someone that doesn't want to ruffle too many feathers, but you do want to talk good about your kids, just post things about them in a nonchalant way. Don't highlight them, their accomplishments as if they're uniquely special for what they're doing. Just be proud of them for working hard, this and that and the other. So back to the, should I post or should I not post? Here's my rules of thumb of posting. If you don't want to cause beef with people and you don't want to have a bunch of negative comments, when you post something that has to do with your kids, finances, buying a new boat, buying a new car, anything like that, just know, just by simply putting that out there, there's a good chance that you're going to get some sort of hate, some sort of criticism. So to minimize that and to bring it down, don't be long in your words with the post. The longer you make a post, the more it makes you look desperate to try to justify saying something. There's this one, I don't remember what artist it was, but some rapper was saying something like, you know, about girls posting all these naked pictures about themselves, but then in the comments acting like they're Plato, like acting like they're some sort of philosopher, but then they're posting half naked pictures of themselves. Everybody knows what you're doing, guys. This is not a secret. Everybody's playing the same game. How do I get people to like me? How do I get people to like my posts? And for every one of you out there that says, I'm not doing it for my ego, it's not that I'm saying you're trying to be braggadocious. It's impossible to not do it for your ego. Even myself, if you go look at my social media, I have very few posts about my family, a couple about my son. But guess when I posted? When he won a wrestling tournament. I didn't post when he lost and took last place in anything. So you just got to know that when you're posting that, I just post, hey, so proud of him for, you know, for how he did in his wrestling tournament. And that was it. Made a little reel. And that was it. Okay. Just understand that you're going to get criticism, but you'll get a whole lot less criticism if you put it in the context of, before I post this, is someone that's having a hard time, their kid sucks at the sport, they're not making money, they just lost their job, is it going to make them feel some sort of way? And if it does, curate the post so it removes those comments, it doesn't seem braggadocious, or just don't post at all and share it with your family and friends. So you guys, that's my post or not to post. Share this information with anyone who's kind of on the fence, but definitely for yourself. I believe most people, the ego is not bad. You want to get a little tension, you want to get a little clicks, but you don't want the smoke of criticism and people throwing shade at you. So this is how you can avoid it. Just make sure you're posting it not for you, not for your kids, just to share with people what you and your kids are up to. That's all. Well, until next time, you guys, make sure you follow us on all social media on OG Therapy, and also follow Social Health Initiative. We've got some pretty cool things cooking up. Check us out. And we have some events coming up. We have our first event in September and our second event in October, but follow us on Social Health Initiative. You'll learn all about that. And until next time, be cool.